16 weeks. That is way too long. That's longer than the average celebrity marriage. Just ask Larry King or Kim Kardashian. But you don't have to wait if you want custom-made, energy-efficient doors and windows, because Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can install them in as little as 6 weeks. No need to wait 16 weeks, which is what all the competition is saying right now. You can have custom-made, energy-efficient Pella Windows and Doors in your home in less than 6 weeks. But it gets even better. With Pella Now, pay later until January 31st. You can get 36 months, no interest, plus 5 months, no first payment. What are you waiting for? Text Pella to 79489 to set up your free consultation. That's Pella, P-E-L-L-A. Text that to 79489 to set up your free consultation. Do it right now, because this offer's only good to January 31st, and tell them Regular Joe sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Welcome back. Joe Giganti, your regular Joe, here with State Senator Devin Lemieux, who is our new Majority Leader of the Senate. Appreciate you joining us. Unfortunately, we had to pay bills there, so we had to take a quick break, but we have a few minutes, and I wanted to dig in. Now, just real quick, on the state of the COVID bill, I just want to be clear on something. I want you to tell everyone clearly, what is your goal? Because, again, I've seen so many people, I've seen senators being attacked that, you know, again, they're somehow kowtowing to the governor. What do you see as the goal of the bill you have, plus these new standalone bills that are being introduced that will get action here in approximately the next 10 days?
So 18 of the provisions in that bill are extensions of Act 185, which we passed last April. And that gave flexibility to state government, hospitals, and things like that to be able to nimbly address COVID as it's flaring up and moving from location to location. So 18 of those provisions are just non-controversial at all, and we felt it was important to get those extended. And like I said earlier, if we had a chance to protect churches, private schools, public schools, restaurants, bars, taverns from frivolous lawsuits, we took that advantage. We're putting those important protections in place from giving them that liability protection.
Okay. And now if you guys, let's just say for the sake of it, the Senate or the Assembly, for whatever reason, they finally agree to your bill. You guys have a joint bill. You send it to the governor and he vetoes it as written. What's the next step at that point?
Well, the governor tweeted that he was going to sign the bill that we passed out of the Senate. So hopefully he stays true to that.
Well, as I say, I don't trust him enough to ever believe him, but go ahead.
But, you know, we have an entire session that we're going to be developing great legislation, election integrity reform, reforming, DWE so they actually handle unemployment insurance, things like that. We have an entire 14, 15 months going forward where we can highlight the differences between conservative legislation and what the governor has in mind. And we're going to do that going forward.
Fair. All right. Now, Secretary Designee Andrea Palm, who has been Secretary Designee for far too long, and in my humble opinion, the Senate has the ability to send her packing. Is this something you guys will take up and do so in the very near future, as she continues to be, in my opinion, one of the biggest problems we have with contending with COVID, because she is in step with the governor and, you know, the scaredemic type of tactics that they're using that are not helping Wisconsin but actually hurting it in the effort to try to get past this virus?
No, you're exactly correct. Not only has she been using scare tactics around the state to spread fear, even fear just to go out to restaurants and bars and things where these places have taken, you know, CDC guidelines and made their places of business more safe. But she's also exceeded her statutory authority. She's been unconstitutional. I believe we need to vote her down. There's a strong feeling in my caucus that we need to vote her down. We're just working to make sure that we can garner that support and do that hopefully sooner rather than later.
Can we get like even a rough estimate, like by say, I'm just pulling a date out, February 14th, a Valentine's present to all of Wisconsin?
I hope it's done by then.
Well, we'll keep talking about that because I'd love to see that done. Then the other thing, I know that at the end of the last session, there's roughly 150 or bills or so that never got through to the, you know, never were voted on by the Senate. When the session expires, those bills expire. And we only have about a minute here in the segment, so I'm trying to ask quickly. They have to start over. How do we avoid this happening? I mean, you weren't the leader then, so I don't, you know, it's not on you with that session, but that's a lot of work that was done that got cut short. I guess my first question is, why is that the case, and how do we avoid that going forward so that we can have a productive legislature?
You know, the challenge was COVID hit then, and we had no idea how to deal with it. We did take up one bill virtually at that point, but to take up 50, 70 bills in a virtual setting in something that we've never done before seemed like a pretty monumental challenge. So, yeah, it's very unfortunate that it happened. A lot of those bills were planning to be voted on by the Senate in April, and unfortunately they didn't. So, you know, I plan on hopefully getting those bills done in an expedited fashion early in the session, since they have been vetted already. They've gone through the process. So hopefully we can get them done early, and we don't have that problem again going forward.
Now, people want to make sure that I'm trying to think how I want to. So in terms of interacting with as the new Senate Majority Leader, people want action. You understand, we only got about 20 seconds here. What is the best way that they can let their voice be heard, at least on the Senate side, as the new leader? How can they learn more about you and interact in a way that they feel that they're being represented?
They can call my office, call their state senator. I think most of my colleagues are pretty responsive. So, you know, we'll respond to them. A lot of them know how to get in touch with me. I've heard from a lot of people over the last couple of weeks. So,
Senator, I appreciate it. We're up against the break. Thank you.
This is the Regular Joe Show.